is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump brought 24 manufacturing CEOs to the White House Thursday and declared their collective commitment to restoring factory jobs lost to foreign competition. Yet some of the CEOs suggested there were still plenty of openings for U.S. factory jobs, but too few qualified people to fill them. Amid worries about a wall and deportations, Mexican officials expressed their concerns to two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries Thursday. The comments were made amid their meetings with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Tillerson and Kelly appeared with their two Mexican counterparts before the media at the Secretariat of Foreign Affairs, but took no questions from reporters. Tillerson, in his statement, said the U.S. and Mexico are two strong foreign countries that from time to time will have differences, but that his talks were productive and forward-looking.
We reaffirmed our close cooperation on economic and commercial issues such as energy, legal migration, security, educational exchanges, and people-to-people ties.
Kelly emphasized there will be no mass deportations and no use of military force to round up undocumented migrants under President Trump's enhanced crackdown on the United States, in the United States illegally. U.S. stock indexes finished mixed as investors sell industrial companies and other stocks that stand to benefit from faster economic growth. With those companies down and bond yields falling, investors are buying big dividend players like utilities. This is VOA.